proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Greetings, I'm John Lawrence, the Director of Ministries for the International Board of Jewish Missions, and I'd like to share with you today about our upcoming trips to the Holy Land. We have two. There is one in the summer, in July. Those dates would be July 17 to 26. This is what we call our student heritage trip, a combined tour with some missions emphasis, and it will be a trip that's particularly focused for young people between the ages of 18 and 35. The trip itself has a lot of activity, and particularly hiking and some camping and experiences like that throughout the Holy Land. The sites that you will see are the area around Galilee and also Masada and other areas in the Holy Land and around Jerusalem. The ministry opportunities that you would have and would experience there would be Project Nehemiah, which is our humanitarian aid project for Jewish people, and also some involvement in the Baptist churches that we planted there. We also have a trip coming up, a tour for adults going to Israel on August 31st, and that will last through September 10th. That trip is going to go all over Israel, but also have the extra opportunity to go and visit the city of Petra. You will leave the U.S. on August 31st, and then on September 1st, you'll arrive in Israel in the city of Tel Aviv. Then the next day, after staying overnight, you'll be going up to Caesarea and Megiddo and Nazareth. And then the next day, on to Capernaum and the area around Galilee. On the fifth day, you'll be going to the Jordan River and to Qumran and Ein Gedi and over to the Dead Sea, where Masada is located. You'll see Masada and go up there to the mountain where the Jewish people held out against the Romans on day six. And then on day seven is the day you'll go south to Eilat, and then you'll be going from there over into Jordan to the city of Petra. When you come back, you'll be traveling around the Negev Desert to Abraham's Well and also to an Israeli museum that is in that part of the country. On day nine, you'll be walking in Jesus' steps in the city of Jerusalem, and you'll see on day 10 more sites in Jerusalem, particularly the Temple Mount. And then on the next day, you'll be headed home. The tour to Israel is led by Brother Frampton, our general director, and he will also be leading the student heritage tour. You can call Jennifer Beneke. She's our secretary, and she is the one who is handling all the reservations for both these trips. If you would call area code 423-876-8150 and ask for Jennifer, she can take your name, and she can send you a brochure for either one of these two trips. The Holy Land tour for students will be staying in our ministry center. We have a new ministry center in Jerusalem, and you will be able to stay in that center, and that will also keep the cost down lower for students. If you are interested in our other tour going in September, you can also call Jennifer, and that will be hosted through Pilgrim Tours. And she will be able to give you the prices for both of these trips. They promise to be really excellent experiences in the Holy Land. Brother Frampton has led several trips to Israel, and he's an experienced tour guide. And, of course, we now have several workers in Israel who will also be with you, and they have that firsthand experience in the land itself, and with our various ministries in the Holy Land. We hope you'll join us. And again, that number is area code 423-876-8150. Call today for a brochure.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.